Good morning.
Good morning.
Thank the Lord for another Sunday.
Yeah.
Privilege that we have to be able to worship Him, gather together in His name.
Yeah.
Certainly desire your prayers as always, still depending on Him.
Yeah.
That fact hasn't changed, never will change. Recognize that He's been good to us.
Thank the Lord.
We thank the Lord.
Amen.
Again, desire your prayers as we look into the Word of God this morning. Desire to present the Word in the way that God would have it to be presented and for it to have its intended purpose. From time to time, I make mention of this scripture. There's a verse of scripture in 2 Timothy, and it's in the third chapter, and it's the 16th verse. And it lets us know that all scripture is given by inspiration of God.
Yeah.
And it is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, and for instruction in righteousness. Yeah. And by the help of the Lord this morning, we have some instruction in righteousness for us. And as you know, it's God's word is true. And, you know, most we know about what's in it, don't we? I mean, if we've read it, we've heard, you know, I don't know. We could go around the room and maybe try to calculate how many messages maybe you've heard in your life. And I'd venture to say that the message this morning is not anything new. It's not something that you've never heard before. But as I was making mention in Sunday school this morning, what's becoming more clear in my mind is that we need to be reminded of things.
Amen.
We have to be reminded of things, even though we already know them. We need to be reminded of things from time to time. You know, and that's the reason why we do some of the things that we do. You know, you could say, well, I've read the Bible. I've read the whole Bible. Okay, so you read it again. Why? To be reminded, right? You read it to be reminded. Not only, and in that reminder, what God does, sometimes what He does is He'll tailor what we need for our current situation, right? So even though maybe I've read something, I've heard something before, I've heard it maybe multiple times, but just something maybe that I'm going through right now, it's something I've heard before. This time when I hear it, it has a different impact.
Yeah.
It just means different. It has a greater effect on me.
Yeah.
So we have to be reminded of these things.
Yeah.
You know, I'm the church, right?
You know, it's for the reminder. It's a continual, I need to fellowship with the people of God.
Yeah.
I can be encouraged by the songs. I can be uplifted, and it's something, it's just, I need that reminder.
That's right.
I need it every Sunday. I maybe going along, I've been in the Word of God, maybe have some devotions and prayers, but you come to church and you're encouraged some more.
That's right.
And we just need it. It's something that we need.
Amen.
And we think about it as we go through our lives, we all have trials and tests, right?
We do.
Yeah.
And then we have them again. You know, and sometimes, why do we? It's for reminders. That's what it's for. We have to be reminded of things.
Yeah.
Even though maybe I went through something a few weeks ago, then I'm going through something now, and it's like, wait, God hasn't changed that.
Amen.
The same God that walked me through the last trial, He gonna bring me to the next one.
That's right.
But it's something that we need. We just need to be reminded of things. So I have some encouragement for us this morning. Some encouragement, maybe a little bit of warning for us to be careful.
All right.
And I let you know, saints, this morning, that, you know, from time to time, what it is, and it's in the Word of God, it talks about those that labor must be first partakers of the fruit.
Right.
So in the message this morning, it's to me.
Yeah, yeah.
The message is to me, and y'all are getting the message.
Yeah, yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
So the thought this morning is to text of scripture in Isaiah is found in the 42nd chapter, and we will read verses 5 through 8. Isaiah 42, 5 through 8.
Thus says God the Lord.
Thus says God the Lord.
He that created the heavens.
He that created the heavens.
And stretched them out.
And he stretched them out.
He that spread forth the earth.
He that spread forth the earth.
And that which cometh out of it.
And that which cometh out of it.
He that giveth breath unto the people upon it.
He that giveth breath unto the people upon it.
And the spirit to them that walk
therein. Spirit to them that walk therein.
I, the Lord, have called thee in righteousness.
I, the Lord, have called thee in righteousness.
I will hold thy hand.
I will hold thy hand.
And will keep thee.
And will keep thee.
And give thee for a covenant of people.
Give thee for a covenant of people.
For a light of the Gentiles.
For a light of the Gentiles.
To open the blind eyes.
To open the blind eyes.
To bring out the prisoners. From the prison.
To bring out the prisoners from the prison.
And them that sit in darkness.
And them that sit in darkness out of the prison house.
I am the Lord.
I am the Lord.
That is my name.
That is my name.
And my glory will I not give to
and
another.
And my glory will I not give another.
Neither my praise to graven images.
Neither my praise to graven images.
Yes.
I'd like us to take special note of that 8th verse.
Yeah.
Says, I am the Lord, that is my name, and my glory will I not give to another, neither my praise to graven images. You know, in reading this, even in this series of verses here, our focus again is on the 8th verse, but leading up to that, when we think about God, and his resume, and his credentials that are unmatched. Nothing can come close, right? It says here, he created the heavens. I mean, you know, sometimes maybe we can think about, even just consider the advancements of our world. Maybe even just in our individual lifetime. But even from the, you know, you can look back maybe 100 years or 200 years and how things have changed.
Yeah. Yeah.
And the things that mankind has created, it still hasn't compared to great heavens.
Amen.
It's like, right? So this is what he's done.
Yeah.
He created the heavens. And then he's the very one later on in that verse it says he gives breath unto the people.
Thank the Lord.
Yeah. Yeah. Look, y'all, you can think about all the things that mankind has been able to do.
Yeah.
If he can attempt to extend life,
yeah.
But when God takes the breath away, it's over.
Right.
It's over. Right? I know they have life support machines and things of great, but you know, it's not the same.
Right.
This is what he did. Right? To God be the glory for what he does.
That's right.
His credentials are unmatched.
That's right.
He gives breath unto the people.
Right.
And the spirit to them that walk therein.
Yes.
Not only that, right? Not only the very breath that's in my being, but his spirit with me.
Yeah.
Unmatched. There's nothing that can be compared to that.
Amen.
Having the spirit of God within us.
Amen.
He said, I will hold thy hand. And I mean, amidst all those other things, he's going to hold our hand. And he said, he will keep us.
Yes, he will.
Hold our hand and keep us.
Right. Yeah.
And keep us as we journey along our pathway of life.
Yeah.
And then we have this book that's full of covenants.
Yes.
Thank the Lord.
It's full of them.
Amen.
Well, I mean, we can't even. I know So when we think about everything that he has done for us, for mankind, for just in general, right? Then we can understand why he says, my glory, I'm not going to share
with
you.
Right.
God is either jealous of God. And all that he has done for his creation, he doesn't want to share that with anyone. We may be sure his name is jealous, and he will not give his glory to another. Whoever it is that stands in competition with him. Give to God, the writer said, the things that are his, taking heed that we do not serve the creature more than the creator.
Amen.
Again, I made mention of his credentials. We could go on and on. We could talk about him all morning and still not even get all of me. Right? So, consider this for a moment. What do you think the world would be like if it was void of true Christians? So would you say then that if we're endeavoring to be true Christians, that our presence in today's world is very critical and crucial?
Yes. Amen.
Yes,
Amen.
Yes, it is.
So we're pretty important.
We're
trying to serve the Lord. We're trying to be important.
God.
It's only because of him. Right? If we endeavor by the grace and by the help of God to live in a way that's pleasing to him, it's only because of him.
Right.
And it was mentioned this morning in Sunday school, it's something that we hear a lot about. We do have a will. We have to submit our will to God, but it's still only all because of him. He's the reason why. And he's the one that deserves all the glory and all the honor and the praise.
Yeah.
It has nothing to do with us.
That's right.
We're just who he uses.
Yeah.
Let's go a little farther with another verse of scripture that's very familiar to us. It relates to this thought about us as true Christians and our effect on the world that we live in. Very familiar text of scripture in Matthew, the fifth chapter. You probably already know. 13 to the 16 verses. Maybe you could quote it by heart.
Ye are the salt of the earth.
Ye are the salt of the earth.
But if the salt hath lost its savor. Wherewith
shall it be salted?
It is thenceforth good for nothing. But to be cast out. And to be trodden under.
Ye are the light of the world.
A city that is set on a hill
that cannot be hid.
Neither do men light a candle. And put it under a bushel.
But on a candlestick.
And it giveth light to all that are in the house.
Let your light so shine before men
that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven.
So, we have a responsibility to let our light shine. It is what God wants us to do, especially even more so now in the world that we're living in. And as I mentioned, I use it. It's a shame that you have to say true Christians nowadays. Because there's so much in that name Christian that means so much in today's world. And it's like so many concessions have been made and compromises that you have to say, I'm a true Christian that believes the Bible. That you have to explain that. So how much more important your good works.
Yeah.
Right? You know, if you endeavor to live right and do what is right, you know, good works is going to happen.
That's true. Yeah.
Right? It's just a native. And you men, people looking on, are getting, can't do nothing but to see it. Right? It's recognizable.
Yes.
But you know, our responsibility, well, you know, I'm just
pretty good. No.
I try. You know, you got to be careful sometimes that you don't try to take a little bit of it.
That's right.
Right? Well, I try. No. It's nothing but God.
Yeah.
To God be the glory. Yeah. It's not me. It's because of Him.
That's right.
That's why. And if anything that the He's the one that gave me a new heart.
Yeah.
Right? If any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. Yeah. Old things are passed away. No, He's the one that made the change in me.
That's right.
I had a willingness to surrender myself in, but it's only because of Him. He's the one that deserves all the glory.
That's right.
And as I go through this life, and as I'm a lion and an example to those around me, help me to give the glory to Him.
Thank you, man.
Because I'm just a vessel.
Yeah.
Oh, we are vessels.
Yeah.
Yes.
And if we try to take His glory, He'll find somebody else.
That's right.
Amen.
The Lord help me as I go from day to day. I want to be a, you know, God knows what's in here, right?
Yes.
He knows what's in here.
Yes.
And you know, it's common that what's in here is going to come out some kind of way. Whatever's in here, whether it's good or whether it's not so good, is going to come out.
Yes.
But again, giving God the glory.
Yes.
If there's any good in here, it's only because of Him. A verse of song, it says, the grace is within, but the love and the power and glory, they belong to the Savior.
Amen.
It's not mine. It's only because of Him.
Praise the Lord.
Within me. And it's up to me to magnify His name.
Yeah.
And I go from day to day. Let's look at another verse. 1 Corinthians 10 chapter. First Corinthians 10, 31.
Whether therefore ye eat
or drink
or whatsoever ye do,
do all to the glory of God. So whatever I do, let it be to the glory of God.
Amen.
You know, I think about our mankind in general. As we go, and most of the time, when somebody is involved with or does something that we would consider shameful or not good, the tendency for mankind is to blame it on somebody else.
Yes.
Am I right?
Right.
That's how men's minds work. You know, well, the reason I did such and such is because of these circumstances or these individuals.
Right.
Right? And then the other tendency is that if there's something that we do something good or something exceptional, maybe where there's some credit to be handed out, then well.
Right.
Huh? Yes, I was part of that. I was involved in that. That was because of me. If it wasn't for my efforts in this matter, this wouldn't have turned out like this.
All right.
Lord help me.
That's just human nature.
Right?
That's just our human nature. You know what? So we got those a little bit mixed up, see? You know, when we're responsible for something, the thing for us to say is, you know what, it's me.
That's right.
I'm the man, right? Now, remember when the prophet Nathan was talking to David?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right? He said, I'm the man.
Yeah.
I'm the man. Just own it.
Yeah.
And then when there's some praise to be given out, give the glory to God.
Amen.
We got to mix it up, don't we?
Yeah.
Give the glory to God.
Yeah.
He's the one that deserved it.
Yeah.
The
He is our lawgiver. He's our creator. He's our redeemer.
Yes.
And he's our example.
Amen.
I mean, we talked about his resume. Yeah. I mean, it just, thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
To God be the glory.
Amen.
For all that you have done.
Yes. Thank you, Lord.
Let's go a little further here. Romans 11, chapter. Verses 32-36. You know, sometimes God has to let us know that how small we are compared to him.
Yeah.
You know, it's, and this lets us know a little bit about it. Romans 11:33, read God in verse 36.
Oh, the depth of the riches, both of the wisdom and knowledge.
The depth of the riches. Both of the wisdom and the knowledge of God.
Yeah. How unsearchable are his judgments. And his ways past finding out. For who has known the mind of the Lord?
Or
who has been his counselor? Or who has first given to him? And it shall be recompensed unto him. For of him. And through him. Are all things. To whom be glory forever.
Amen. Again, and it's like, God, he really doesn't have to remind us, but I guess he does, right? Over and over and over again, you his counselor. You know, sometimes maybe we look at situations that, well, if I was in charge, I would have done it this way. And it would have turned into a mess. Oh, the depths both of the wisdom and the knowledge of God. I would search for his judgment and his ways past finding out. Who am I to try to be a counselor to Almighty God?
Right.
But when I look at the little measly things that I have done, and it's only because he's the one who gave me whatever I have to do it,
Amen.
And then he's the, come on now.
Yeah, thank the Lord.
Even the most accomplished human being in the history of mankind, whoever we might think that is, has nothing on God.
Yeah. Right.
Nothing.
Amen.
And he lets us know again in this verse. What did it say there in that 36th verse? For of him and through him are and to him are all things.
Amen.
Not leave anything out.
Amen.
To him to whom glory be forever.
That's right.
All things means all things in heaven and in earth.
Amen.
Right? All that we know about is the earth right now. See? We don't even know about the heavens yet. And if we live faithful, we'll get to know, and it's going to blow our minds. Because we don't need new minds to be able to comprehend.
That's right, Lord.
Our earthly minds and our earthly understandings wouldn't be able to fathom. That's why we need new bodies. So all things in heaven and in earth, and especially everything as it relates to the salvation of our soul. To God be the glory. The reason that we can go through life and have peace. Is because of him.
That's right, sir.
He is the creator. He is all of him by way of creation, through him by way of providence. Of God as the spring and the fountain of all, through Christ to God. It's all because of him.
Yes.
He's the one that deserves all the glory and all the honor and all the praise.
Yeah.
I want to relate something. I mentioned to you all that this message is to me.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all get the difference.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, maybe it was several weeks ago. Some of you all know that I enjoy getting a little exercise from time to time and try to do it when I can. And I have been having some problems with one of my knees. I mean, such that there would be time even just going up and down the stairs, I have to be gentler because I have a little pain in it. And I was like, and then before I start to get a little exercise, as I start moving around, I hear feel a little pain. I'm like, ooh. I mean, after man, we stubborn. I keep on going. After a while, we kind of subside. I just need to get moving a little bit. I'll be all right. That's how we are.
Yeah.
Yep. Brothers, y'all can relate to it.
That's true.
And it'll be fine.
Yeah.
But again, like I said, these other things, you walking up and down, I would have to be gender. And I, like, Lord,
could you just give me a touch?
I mean, I would not say it was a long, drawn-out prayer or anything where I just begged and pleaded and and I started to notice, let me say this. And there are things that we can do, right? Just naturally in ways that we can help benefit things that we deal with in our bodies, right?
Yeah.
So I tried to do some of those things. And I noticed that
it was still better.
I didn't notice that. I go up that, no pain, and I was exercising, and it wasn't feeling like it used to. And I was like, oh, yeah, I started doing this. I did this, and
to God be the glory.
Right.
Okay, to God be the glory.
Yeah.
He blessed.
Yeah.
All the glory and honor is to His name. The little things I may do to try to help, they might help, but it's only because of Him.
Right.
Help me to get that. Then,
earlier this week, had a physical situation, something was going on with my body. I couldn't do anything. All I could do was pray.
So it's not like,
it's like, he's so loving and kind.
Amen.
Isn't He so loving and kind?
Yeah.
He's just so gentle with us.
Yeah.
We have to be reminded.
Yeah.
Thank
the Lord.
So in this situation, Lord, I need your help.
That's right.
I need your help. He came to my rescue.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
He came to my rescue.
Lord.
In that moment when I was in need of Him, He came to my rescue. To God be the glory.
Yeah,
He's the one that does it. He's not going to share His glory.
Nope.
Help me, Lord.
Help me.
I don't want to take any of it. It's all because of You. And even sometimes we might have thoughts or be able to research something that can help us out. How can we do that? Oh, I've got a brain and a mind. Where did that come from? To God.
Amen.
Yeah.
It all even still points all back to Him, doesn't it?
Yeah.
It all points to God be the glory.
I appreciate God's faithfulness.
Yeah,
I'm thankful for His tenderness and His reminders that He gives to us to help us give the glory to me.
That's right.
In God.
Thank the Lord.
There's a familiar story in the New Testament. It's found in the 17th chapter of Luke. Starting in verse 11, reading down to verse 19.
And it came to pass.
And it came to pass.
As he went to Jerusalem.
As he went to Jerusalem.
That he passed through the midst of Samaria.
That he passed through the midst of Samaria and Galilee.
And as he entered into a certain village.
And as he entered into a certain village.
There met he.
There met him ten men that were lepers.
Which stood afar off.
Which stood afar off.
And they lifted up their voices.
They lifted up their voices.
And said.
And said.
Jesus.
Jesus.
Master.
Master.
Have mercy on us.
Have mercy on us.
And when he saw them.
And when he saw them.
He said unto them.
He said unto them.
Go shew yourself unto.
Go shew yourselves unto the priest.
And it came to pass.
And it came to pass.
That.
That.
As they went.
As they went.
They were cleansed.
They were cleansed.
And one of them.
And one of them.
When he saw that he was healed.
When he saw that he was healed.
Turned back.
Turned back.
And with a loud voice.
And with a loud voice glorified God.
And he fell down on his face.
And he fell down on his face at his feet.
Giving him thanks.
Giving him thanks.
And he was a Samaritan.
And he was a Samaritan.
And Jesus answering
and
said,
Jesus answering said,
were there not 10 cleansed?
Were not 10 cleansed?
But where are the 9?
But where are the 9?
There are not found that return to give glory
there
to God.
There are not found that return to give glory to God.
Save this stranger.
Save this stranger.
And he said unto him.
And he said unto him.
Arise.
Arise.
Go thy way.
Go thy way.
Thy faith has made thee whole.
There's a lot in this story.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
There's a lot here. Well, let's just touch on a couple of the things that stick out in my mind this morning. First of all, you think about that at that time in history, that was a disease where you couldn't be around people, right? It was very contagious. And you notice here it says that they stood afar off.
Yeah.
So it's something that you wouldn't wish on anyone. No, it's something that it was shame. You know, it was far away.
Yeah.
So it's not even like they was close enough to be able to. And they had to cry out.
Yeah.
Have mercy on us.
Yeah.
Would you have mercy? I don't know what their expectations were. If their expectations were for the Jesus to hear them cry, I mean, there's other times and examples when different ones called out to Jesus where he sought them out.
Yes.
I mean, in terms of the context of when this took place, I don't know how it was, but maybe they had an expectation that he was going to come to them.
Yes.
And just say, in the name of Jesus, be made whole. To announce the healing over them right now. Maybe that's what their expectation was. But, you know, there had to have been, things had to get around. There's other times and other examples of where Jesus gave instruction.
Yeah.
Maybe it wasn't the instruction that one was expecting. Mm-hmm. But so in this case, he said, go shoot yourselves to the priest.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right? That way he gave them instruction. You know, maybe they pondered in their mind, why is he telling us to do this? He's the healer. Why is he telling us to go to the priest?
Yeah.
But as they were going, something happened.
Yeah.
Something happened, right?
Yeah.
A change. They were healed.
Yeah.
All 10 of them was healed.
Yeah.
Correct.
And it had to be recognized, right? Imagine that something like that kind of change that takes place like that instantly.
Yes.
It was obvious, right?
Yes.
But there was just one. What? There was just one?
I mean, those are math experts. I mean, that's the quick math on that one, right? 10%. 10%.
Said, recognize what had happened and turned back and fell on his face.
Yeah.
really dove an eye her? I mean, where were they? Yeah. You know, sometimes, you know, siblings, when they acknowledge being thankful for something, maybe there's one that takes the lead and then the other siblings will follow, right? Yeah. That's like, oops, I forgot. Thank you. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Yeah.
They got away that quick. They didn't hear the one turn around and say, cry, fell on his face. And he glorified God, giving thanks. What happened to the
glory?
To God be the glory. I mean, what? Who did they give the glory to? Lord, have mercy.
Yeah. Amen.
In everything that God does, thank you, Lord.
Yeah.
Amen.
Even the smallest thing,
He's
doing anyway.
Yes, amen.
Even the things that I think I can do myself, I can't. We read about it. He's the one that gives breath. There's a scripture that says it's in Him that we live and move and have our being. To God be the glory.
Yes, the Lord.
And you know the wonderful thing about that one? He got something special to him.
Yes,
he not only got a physical healing, he got a spiritual
right.
There was something extra that he got just by acknowledging the glory of the given. The rest were made whole by the power of Christ in compassion to their distress and in answer to their prayer. But the one was made whole by his faith, by which Christ saw him distinguished from the rest. Temporary mercies, the writer says, are then doubled and sweetened to us when we are fetched in by prayers of faith and returned by the praises of faith.
Amen.
The prayer of faith and the praises of faith, those two things working together can be a double blessing and benefit for us.
Amen.
So when I read about things like this, and I consider my own experiences, then if I, would you agree with me then to say that it might be possible to miss out on future blessings?
That's right.
By not giving God the glory
for
the present blessings. Help me, Lord. You mean to tell me by me not giving you all the glory and the honor and the praise that I could miss out something that you have for me down the line?
Yeah.
I don't want that.
No.
I want all of whatever you have for me. I want to get all of it.
So
here in my other song, it says, how can I say that? How can I say thanks for the things that you have done for me?
Amen.
Things so undeserved, yet you give to prove your love for me. The voices of a million angels could not express my gratitude. All that I am, forever hope to be.
Yes.
I owe it all to
Him.
To God be the glory. To God be the glory. To God be the glory. For the things that He has done.
Yes.
With His blood, He saved.
Amen.
With His power.
That's,
is there anything else? I mean,
that's what they're for. They praise God. The voices of a million angels can express my gratitude? Could not express it for all that you've done for me.
Amen.
To God be the glory. To God be the glory.
Amen.
But then, that second verse, it kind of answers the question, doesn't it? That second verse is what it says. For the breeze, just let me live my life. That it be pleasing, Lord, to thee. And should I gain any praise, let it go to Calvary.
Yeah. Amen.
That's the answer. How can I say thanks by living my life in a way that God's stamp of approval is on it?
Yes.
And then give all the glory and honor and praise to God.
Yes.
All the time.
Yes.
No matter how great, no matter how small, and everything in between. Mm-hmm. To God be the glory. Let all that praise go to Calvary. With his blood, he saved me. With his power, he raised up.
I mean, just those two, and that would have been enough, wouldn't it?
To God be the glory for the things that he has done. It's my desire to give the glory and honor and praise to God.
Yes.
That is due him at all times.
Yes, it is.
Because he deserves all the glory and praise.
Yes.
I appreciate your time and attention.